哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 hey, ay, ay, hey.
My name is Taglangari Neskamo, and in English, Roseanne of January. I was born in Natriwik, at the end of Steben Village. That name never changed. April 23, 1933. I think I was about 2 or 3. I was crawling when my grandpa called me. After my grandpa died, after a year or so, grandmother got blind. She used to see things. When I get how many kids? We were practicing in a hall. Somebody sang nearly just like that song. I went home and I told my mother, "Mom, that song is just like grandma used to sing. A little piece of it, I tell him." And she sang it. And I got it right away, because I used to hear it when I was a little girl. My grandma used to put me to sleep with that song. And I asked my mom, "Who made that song? You appa, your grandpa." Whenever I go to bed, I lay down by my grandmother so she can tell me a story and sing me a song, that song. And my grandma used to tell me when the green vegetables are growing in tundra, and the bears, especially the bears, when they start growing, even you want to cry out there in the tundra, don't cry. You're going to get blind like me. This village was small when I was growing up. It was pretty good. Right now, if there's too many people, it's kind of hard for the leaders. But if you keep trying, it might survive. It might survive. My dad died maybe when I was 7 or 8. We had a hard time living, really, really hard time living. And one time I can't remember, my mama was sewing basket. 4 days and 3 nights we couldn't eat absolutely nothing. When we asked for food from the village, they got nothing. Because at that time they used to really, really work hard for their food for winter. And my mother used to say, "Drink water, your stomach gonna get better." On the 4th day, my stomach get tight. My brother fell asleep. She had kerosene on the side, moonlight coming out from the window. I still remember, it was month of March. And I said, "Mom, my stomach is hurting really bad. You should drink water, it'll help, and try to sleep." At that time in school, we never eat. She tell me, "I'll get you food from store tomorrow." That's how come I always remember that story, because it always been a basket. And when I saw a basket, without noticing it, I put it. Next day, my mom, I know she finished that basket. My mom raised us up with basket day and night when we were growing. Then I started working about 9 or 10 year old in teacher's quarters. I never used to go to school in the afternoon, only work for them. And I never used to see money, absolutely nothing. They pay us little piece of flour, little piece of sugar, tea, milk, little piece of crackers, and salt. No kind of money at that time. I never used to see nothing. When I get paid each month, I help my mother like that. When I was a child, we used to gather wood by the beach to keep our house warm and get some snow for water drinking, ice, and used to play manna manna outside, even in winter time. And one way back, we used to play those. We used to slide down by the cliff right here, little hill. We used to slide down. And my mother used to tell us, help everybody. People talk about you, just leave them alone and help them. Don't hate nobody. Even people talk about you, hurts you, don't fight back. It'll get worse. Keep going. My grandmother used to say, even people talk about you, you've got two ears. Let it go through one ear and let it go through the other ear. If their tongue is tired, they'll stop talking. Help them. Don't become enemy for that person. Be friends. And we used to respect our elders long time. And we never used to even answer them. Never. You know, elders used to say, pretty soon your kid's gonna sit down and watch that box. And if you tell him to do this, wait till it finishes. How did they know it? Those elders, they had no radio. Play never come. How did they know they're gonna have TV? Anchor's gonna be our next door neighbor. Far away villages will be next door neighbor. We didn't sit still. We keep going, everybody, helping each other. And when the hunter comes from way out there, when they reach the beast, most of them go down and help bring the boat up and their stuff, and that hunter go up, no nothing in his hands. Women never used to hunt. So I got married, starting to hunt women. Women used to take care of the house and the kids at home, and they let their husband come in warm place and food already done. At my time, I was lucky, because kids doesn't know who they are, where they come from, unless the young parents try to explain it and show them, and try to get the story from their ancestors. Try to survive. Yeah, our language is dying slowly, and our tradition is dying really slow. People talk to me when don't that lose their traditional life. They said it's a sad story, so I'm kind of nervous on that one. When I first used to talk about my language, my mama talked different. I had good teachers, those my eight ladies. They scold, no, not that one. So I learned it really fast. And when I teach bilingual, when I say I can, no, unatit. I learned from Mama, because I grew up like this. When I go to school when I was maybe 6, 7, my first teacher was Mr. E. Ferreira. I never forget Mr. Jones, Mr. Brackley. One time I want to see them. Say, thank you very much for helping me. And 7 people used to call them Bosa Matakhtina. They're from Hawaiian. They call Hawaiian people, used to call them Matakhtina. I like to help, really like to help. Like Eskimo dancing. Some of the drummers I teach them, all the dancers I teach them, I look at them, wow, I didn't know I worked that much. Surprise myself. And I'm proud of it. Kids can learn by singing most of the time. I always tell them, you got a long, long tape in your head, you got a receiver in your body, you got a speaker, and you got a tape recorder. When I was in bilingual teacher, I used to teach them Eskimo dance. They learn by singing faster than speaking. But now I'm getting a little bit slower. I'm doing a good job. That's how come I started this festival. To open the curtain around us. Kids get older, they could make friends, and while they're traveling, they could stop where they met this kid before. One time I look at it, they were missing something, and I thought of it. When we first tried started between here and St. Michael, we had no kind of help, no school district. We tried, but it didn't work out well. How many times I tried? Lucky this woman used to be a principal in Yukon, Kuskokwim. I said, I bet she's gonna turn me down again. Dance festival 11 years ago, and she helped me a lot, and I prepare it. It goes from generation down, and I'm proud of my daughter. Somebody gotta take it from my family, because I started. They sit down in their classroom, mostly writing and reading, and I said, they're missing something. And when I was a bilingual teacher, when this first student came in, kind of sad, I watched their face. I changed my schedule and I let my Eskimo dance, and they go out smiling. I like this festival. I want kids to learn, really learn. While I'm living, I want this festival to keep going. Someday, some of them will put it in their mind. Someday, some years. It's not just going to be lost. And I hope this other village started themselves so we can learn different languages to a different style of their living. Be friends. We wear gloves when we don't have a dance fan because we use our hands with too many things like cutting seals, plucking ducks, and sewing and everything. We cover our hands. We don't be proud of them. We have to wear gloves. We don't say, yeah, I got working hands. No, not like that. But the boys use the dance fan. That's a seal surfacing up from the ocean. Boys never used to have headdress, only caps. And they never used to put too much design on the headdress. Three-piece hanging is good enough. That means hide your eyes. It covers you. You can't see nothing. When I'm dancing really hard, it's only the song, drum, and me. I don't see people. That's how I am. Especially I learn from Ida Bouton singing and dancing. Even I'm really bored, whatever they call it, even it's really slow. I couldn't say nothing. After I learned it, I bring it down to half. Old songs that she bought it back. She had no tape recorder, only in her mind. And she used to tell me, don't put too many songs in your brain. You will cannot make songs. She bought a lot of songs, a lot of old times. How did she never forget them? There's lots of elders. Most of them I don't really pay attention to them. I only pay attention to Ida, my mother, my grandmother, and Mr. Jack, the one that used to tell a scary story, and Mr. Bickett telling a story. White people say their things like lights, harness, and learn how to control it. That's how come when white people want to learn how to come dance, I teach them. We have to share our things. God didn't put us aside, different. He put us together. Stephen and Samung are not too far by plane. But our way of life is different. I learned things from Vern, my second husband, Savunga style. Their stink food is weaker than our stink food, not weaker. And their preparing the food is different. My second husband speaks different languages and I speak different language. Yupik and he speaks Serbian Yupik. One time I said, I'm tired of speaking English. Whether you understand me or not, I'm going to speak to you in my language. We can only say, yeah, yeah, no, no, till we learn. I learn a little bit, just a little, but he learned more than I do. And he used to sing songs for my grandkids to put them to sleep. He had a different style of life. And he was a really, really patient man, really patient. First husband was the best teacher. I learned how to hunt, how to take care of my kids, how to prepare food, how to store food. My first husband teach me a lot of things. Where to hunt, when to hunt. It's a lot of work, tiresome, and once in a while I get mad though, because I'm too tired. I didn't see much dancing when I was growing up, but I used to hear stories. In 1969, when the year gonna end, me and my husband, we invite Henry Bickett to eat supper with us. We used to hear potlucks. So we asked Henry if he could teach us what this potlucks or tell a story. He said, it's hard. I used to see it in church too. That kind of potluck. So he said, going to ask his elders. And I was here till January when my husband found a job in North Pole. He was the first one to graduate in Native Popular Training, Allison Air Force Base. And when he found a job, we moved to North Pole. They had their first potluck 1971. Henry Bickett bought this potluck back when it was lost. If he didn't bring it back, we wouldn't have it. Only we could hear it by story. Only from Yukon, maybe we would change. We wouldn't even go Yukon. But that's just good when your friends are over there, you see them. Your relatives make friends. Most of the night, they used to tell a story from 7 to 9, old people. That old man died. His name was Mr. Jack Kawak. He used to tell a story, and those other old ladies too. We kind of scratch our head. God would listen and watch his face. He always tell us to remember it. You know the stories? There's a rule, inside rule. Not to do this, not to do that. In a story, it's cheating. They never noticed that. And my grandma used to tell Rudy a story all the time, every night. There was quite a bit old people, a lot of them. Right now there's only less than a handful old people. I'm kind of scared. But at my time there was lots of old men and old ladies. First, see boat with a 5-horse motor. It was an Atulbrecht, I still remember it. To us, it was really fast. 5-horsepower motor. We were just watching it. We were so excited. He go down to the cliff and back. That's the first engine I saw working. And the first plane we saw was Art Johnson landing on the ocean. Why, it was blasting really fast to us. It was really scary to me when I first saw those. We had first no vehicle here in Stevens, me and my husband, Artie Cat. It was 20 miles an hour, but it works. We never used to wear slacks. We saw Richard Johnson come back from Tacoma, Washington after Sirius TV, and she was wearing slacks, and she looked really comfortable. We borrowed slacks from our husband's pants. You know, it's comfortable. We only had dresses. When I first left the village, I went to Quigo, go cannery work. We go cannery summertime, June, July. King Sam cannery close, we go. When they give us check, I didn't know it was check. It was a paper to me. When I went into the tent in Quigo, I asked my aunt, what's this one, piece of paper that Axel Johnson give us? He said, it's a check. What's the check? It's a money. Then how come there's no hard money? He said, you got to go store, use that and buy some food. No, I'm not going to buy some food. I'm going to save it for my mom. If I go home, I'll give it to mom. We used to go by big boat, indoor motor boats. One day, 2 days, and that's how we used to travel together. All the workers. When I went home, I gave that money to mom. Mom, Auntie Bertha said, it's a check. It's a money you can go buy some food with this one. She was really happy, and it lasted a long time. We ain't never seen money before. Everything is changing. Weather is changing. Long ago, those hard grass used to be just like man. Light, moon, light. You could even see screwed down trees down there. And those grass covered with sprinkling, silvering snow. And when we shake it, that's our game too. We go to them and shake it and they fall down. And there was not much wind. There is really lots of snow, lots. Nearly some of them covered their house. And looks like the fall time is getting short, and springtime a little bit longer. And now the weather is getting different too. Always windy, not like that when I was growing. Women used to go down pushing dust that got wood from Stroud Island, come back. And when hunters come way by sourdough, we could hear the sled. Too cold. Coming. No wind. And the saying is, elder saying, the weather will follow the peoples. When the people get different, the weather will change. When people change, weather will change. Every month I lose close relatives. My husband first, and my daughter. If I didn't follow the elders talking, I wouldn't be like this. When I'm going to change my life, the elder saying comes. And one thing, even you really, really miss your relative, your kids or your husband, don't try to go. I nearly did. How come I can't walk? My back, my leg, nearly give up. Elder speaking comes. When you nearly give up, it's going to happen to your body. If we want to survive and make our job work, I ask upstairs to help me. Long time ago, they never used to mention about God. They really respected. And everybody used to go to church in the morning. Me and my grandmother used to walk up 6:30 in the morning till 7 to the church, walking in the snow. Knowing God, that's how come I believe in God. I really do. When I need help, I call him and he helps me. And when I ask by songs, it's come a way of life, it comes. And last year, I teach him about wood song, my grandfather wood song. And when it's high water, there was a lot of wood. They want wood. And they want to repeat it and they believe it. And I believe both ways. God put it like that. When I ask him, when I'm sick, I ask him. Looks like he answered my prayer, but I never see God. I never feel him. Never feel him, never hear him. Maybe one time I did though, but I was walking. I was singing all alone. I was too sad. I was singing loud. It's like behind me, keep going. That's all I hear. I would like these kids to learn the Yupik language, not only by dancing, sewing, hunting, help each other, share their things with each other. That's the way we used to live. These young fathers and mothers don't understand about life yet. If they understand, they would be really enjoying it. They wouldn't think about suiciding themselves. And when I first hearing a boring word, I used to wonder, what's that? What's boring? I want to teach my grandkids while I'm still around. And I want my second generation to learn. That's how come I always tell a lot of people about stories. I got a lot of stories to write it down, how they live, how they survive. As an elder, when your child hurts your little feeling, it hurts a lot. I didn't know, I didn't believe that when elders used to tell me. I really want them to respect their teachers. They work hard, pray together, and help the elders and respect the elders. We all know the elders are not same. They got to make up their own mind. They have to respect themselves too, first. They should work together, and learn how to skamu dance and singing and praying and be happy all the time, no sadness.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.